Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Shocking Blue bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. When you get a chance, lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Things you can listen to, you can read, you can watch. We've got video, and it's all pretty short stuff. Most of it you can do in 3 minutes. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, too. Having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker, one of the great futurists of our time, the author of Future Edge, also Five Regions of the Future, and his new film, his latest film is Innovation at the Verge, joelbarker.com. Joel, you've got stories about three mice, but we're not talking about the blind mice, are we?
No, we're not. But actually, in a sense, we're talking about mice that have given us a better sight into some really important issues. A couple of months ago, we talked about mice who had been given Alzheimer's and had it reversed in 72 hours. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're getting very close to them running the tests on human beings using that anti-cancer drug. Because remember, it was a drug that had already been tested and used for cancer purposes. And this researcher thought, aha, maybe this will make a difference. Now, the reason I bring this one up is because there is biological information that we learned about what can change the Alzheimer's structure in these mice that could be patented, by the way. You know, we were just talking about patenting things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the education. You can't patent the mice, but you can patent the education we learned from giving them this medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's I kind of been watching for my story here, two new mice stories. They sent a group of mice up to the space labs. And they've been, you know, this is a really important question, which is when you're in a weightless environment, you lose calcium and bone mass really dramatically. And the biggest concern we have had about outer space is we fly our astronauts to Mars. They're in the capsule and weightless for 6 months. They can't even get out to walk on the surface because they've lost so much. You know. Well, here's the story. So they sent these mice up. They actually have been playing with, again, genetic material, and they discovered one thing that they tested, which was there's a protein called PTM, and I will not try to pronounce the spelling of it, but there's this PTM, which is very involved in bone development in mice and in human beings, too. And what they did is they genetically modified the mice to produce extra PTM to see if that would make any difference in going into space. So the mice went out. The mice without the genetic manipulation of PTM lost 41% of their bone mass. Isn't that just staggering?
That's incredible.
Yeah, now here's what happened with the PTM. The mice who had the extra PTM lost 3%.
Wow.
All of a sudden, that changes everything.
Wow.
So this will... This research now will lead to how do we stimulate this chemistry in the human body to produce this extra
protein. Especially women. This is a serious issue.
For all
humans, but women in an accelerated way. After you're 40, once women turn 40, they start losing a lot of their bone density.
And see, you did exactly what we need to do is to say, well, that's great for our astronauts, but actually, the application may be here on the planet in terms of protecting bone loss.
Every woman over 40 should be taking calcium every day.
Well, I'll tell you what, with this PTM, it may be a way to also make sure that calcium is properly used and not just excreted.
Very interesting.
So that's a big deal.
Yep.
And thank you, space research.
Right, absolutely.
But people say,
we need to keep doing more space research, that's for sure. All right, what about the yogurt? Quickly, I got about 1 minute. Tell us about the yogurt.
Very quick. MIT team was looking at a Harvard study that human beings who ate yogurt seemed to be a lot healthier. So they fed it to mice. They found out two things. Number one, they absolutely are more healthy. They get much better coat. They live better. And they're more sexually aggressive. because that was the entertaining part of it. But they said yogurt absolutely did it, and it reduced weight gain or eliminated weight gain for the mice who were taking the yogurt. So as a
is that because of the high protein in yogurt?
It's because of the probiotics, the bacteria in the yogurt.
I eat a lot of Greek yogurt. I've been told my coat's a lot nicer and shinier. Too, by the way, Joel.
I believe it.
Hey, Joel, I gotta wrap it up. Always great to have you on the show. We enjoy being part of our world and happy anniversary on 6 years with us.
Thank you, Jim. Take care.
We'll see you next time. Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what we'd do without him. I'm so glad he's part of our world. I gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.